This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policies shaping African technology. Here is what matters on June 13, 2026. Omni Retail's launch of Omni One is a significant development in West Africa's FMCG trade, connecting manufacturers, distributors, and lenders across Nigeria, Ghana, and Côte d'Ivoire. This move could streamline the supply chain, reducing costs and increasing efficiency for all parties involved. For builders and operators, the key implication is that they must focus on integrating their systems with Omni One to remain competitive, as this platform has the potential to become a central hub for the region's FMCG trade. This raises a question. Can Dodai's recent $13 million Series A funding to scale electric motorbikes in Ethiopia be a model for other mobility startups in Africa? Dodai's focus on locally assembled electric motorbikes and battery swapping in Addis Ababa could be a winning strategy given the growing demand for sustainable transportation solutions. However, for investors, the key implication is to look beyond the funding amount and examine the company's portfolio metrics, such as repayment rates and default rates, to assess its true financial health. In a different sector, Rwanda's selection of 12 youth-led agritech startups for the AUT Africa Challenge Bootcamp stage highlights the country's efforts to promote innovation in agriculture. This move could lead to the development of new technologies and solutions that improve agricultural productivity and efficiency. For builders and operators, the key implication is that they must prioritize interoperability and integration with existing systems to ensure their solutions can be scaled up and widely adopted. As Nigerian cybersecurity firm Smart Comply joins the PCI Security Standards Council and expands to the UK, it's clear that African-built compliance technology is going global. But what does this mean for the continent's payment rails? Our read at Tech Cocoon is that this development reinforces the importance of focusing on the settlement layer, not just the interface layer, in African fintech. For investors, the key implication is to examine the cost of capital and debt equity split of each raise, as well as the company's ability to navigate complex regulatory environments, to assess its long-term viability. Will Smart Comply's expansion lead to a reduction in the continent's recurring bottleneck of interoperability, or will it create new opportunities for companies that can do the ugly reconciliation work? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akeyeza,